So this afternoon I have with me Danny McCaffrey, sorry, from WISE, Tasman Lewis from Task Force, and we've got Roger Hyde from the RSL joining us later from Hyatt coming in. So firstly, welcome, Danny.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. So Danny is the Prevention of Violence Against Women as we lead up into the 16 Days of Activism. So maybe, Danny, could you start off by introducing yourself and maybe telling us a little bit about the women's health in South East?
Yeah, no problem. As I said, as you introduced me, I'm Danny McCaffrey and I'm the Prevention of Violence Against Women lead at Women's Health in the Southeast. And WISE is one of the 12 women's health organisations across Victoria. And we work collaboratively with a wide range of organisations and communities in the southern metropolitan region to improve the health and wellbeing outcomes of all women in our region. Our team coordinates important work across four key priority areas, including gender equity, prevention of gendered violence, sexual reproductive health, and gender and mental wellbeing.
Mm. Yeah, such great work that you do. So maybe could you tell us a little bit about 16 Days of Activism?
Yeah, sure. The 16 Days of Activism is a global annual campaign, and it's to raise awareness against gender-based violence. It begins on the 25th of November, which is the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. And it runs through to the International Human Rights Day on the 10th of December. Mm. Gender-based violence is more likely to happen where there's gender inequality and sexism in society. And this is made worse by other types of discrimination, such as racism, ageism, ableism, homophobia and transphobia. And when we talk about all of these sorts of discriminations, it's that we mean that some people are valued less than others, and when that happens, it's easier to be violent towards those people who are less valued. But we all deserve to be safe, equal, and respected. But unfortunately, in Australia, on average, one woman every 10 days is killed by a current or former partner. Although men do experience gender-based violence, it's usually at the hands of another man and usually in a public space, whereas the majority of victims of intimate partner violence are women and girls, and it's usually at home by someone that they know. The first step against preventing violence against women is understanding how much it happens, what it looks like, and some of the key ways that we can stop it before it starts. And that's why we participate in the 16 days, because it gives us an opportunity to talk about creating a more equal and respectful community.
Mm. I remember this time last year, you actually came into the office and ran the Innocent Bystander workshop for us, and that was a real eye opener to look into. Yeah, what to look out for as well.
Yeah,
as an innocent bystander.
Yeah, and I think it's really good for everybody to understand the small ways that they can take daily actions to, create a more respectful and safe community.
Yeah, definitely. So what does WISE do to support the region during this time?
So our regional partnership, we have a regional partnership called Promoting Respect and Equity Together, and it brings together 10 local government councils and lots of community organisations to, work together to prevent gender-based violence. Mm. One of the projects that we worked on a few years ago involved working with schools in the region to get students to draw pictures that challenged outdated ways of talking about what we could do, whether you're a girl or a boy.
Yeah.
You know, some of those gendered stereotypes.
Yep.
And this was a great chance to talk with kids about why it's so important to break free from gendered stereotypes and really be who we want to be.
Mm.
It's great to see kids drawing pictures of dads who are nurturing and mums who are firefighters and girls playing footy and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And these drawings were used in the wider social media campaign, and a couple of them were put on coffee cups.
Oh, fantastic.
And they were distributed across the region to try and raise awareness.
So important, isn't it, to get away from that stereotype?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me. So tell me a little bit, what's Coastwise's campaign this year?
So similar to the Coffee Cup campaign, this year we're focusing on involving children and young people in exploring the meaning of respect and equality through drawing and colouring in activities. Mm-hmm. So we hope that the campaign will give people the opportunity to have a conversation with children about what respect and equality means for them and what it might look like at home, at school, or with their friends. Mm. And we'd love for parents, educators, teachers, librarians, neighbourhood centre workers to capture some of the results of the conversations that they're having with young people about respect and equality and share the children's drawings or reflections via social media using the hashtag 16 Days for Kids. Mm-hmm. And, we hope that also adults can, adults in the children's lives can help create the community by role modelling respect and equity in their own behaviour and their attitudes.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. So how can people get involved?
So we'd love it if people could jump on our website, wise.org.au, and look for the hashtag 16 Days for Kids. People can download our toolkit, which includes free illustrations created by a talented local artist called Nia Valdivia. These images can be used to start a conversation about respect and equality, what it might look like in their school, in their kindergarten, in their homes or their friendship groups. And we'd love it if they, people can share the artwork and the drawings and the conversations via social media to promote the messages within our community and across the Southern Metropolitan region. As I said, using the hashtag 16 Days for Kids.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's always great to chat with you and hear what WISE is up to.
I think, do you remember the what we did for our last 16 days of activism 2 years ago?
Yeah,
we actually held a photography exhibition, and it was from something that was taken from Bayside Council, and it was to put up some pictures of community leaders and role models in Bayside,
yeah.
And that had been taken by Ponch Hawks.
Yes.
So we had a lovely exhibition, and
I think
the mayor, which was Alex Del Porto at the time, I think came down, and that was just
absolutely
lovely.
Yeah, we had a few speakers too. I remember it very well.
Yeah. And did you all wear little mustaches?
I didn't. I was a bit. No, I said no to that.
She was a breakaway. No.
Yeah.
Everyone else too. But
yeah,
so there are a couple.
Not everyone. Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. So visit our website too, because we're going to upload a lot of the 16 Days of Activism social media content as well. So it can give you a little bit more information, direct you maybe to some support, I would imagine.
Yep. And we're going to have there's a toolkit that goes with the conversations that includes tips about how to have conversations with children and young people.
Fabulous.
And some lesson plans as
well. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, great work. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you.
We're just going to take a short break. Unfortunately, we couldn't find your favourite song, but we're going to take a short break and listen to Melanie.
It's Another One by Björk.
Perfect.
Thanks.